Welcome to the third episode of It Be Like That podcast with Cassie. And only Cassie. Yes, I'm on my lonesome today, but that's okay because it goes along with our theme and gives us a little chance to get to know each other better. Hey, but today we are going to be focusing on identity and personality and discovering oneself. Do not let me go without posting this long again. School has just been hectic, you know, living that senior life. My goal is to post twice a month. And yeah, always feel free to DM me about like things you want to hear about, topics that you feel need to be addressed. I have both Twitter and Instagram. I'll link them down below, or I'll just like write my at names. And you can always go there. Feel free to contact me. Would love to talk to you guys. I want to preface this episode by saying that this process is going to be never-ending. Finding yourself, understanding who you are, that all comes through with experience. And at this point in our age, this point in our life, our age, and what we've been through, we haven't had enough experience to have a wholesome answer, to have a complete answer, and that's perfectly okay. So my tip right here, the very first one, is it's okay to take your time. It's okay to have no answers. And that, I think, can be, once you fully understand it, can be very stress relieving. It's completely easier said than done. I've said things like this to myself all the time, and it still didn't work. It still like didn't sink in. What I'm going to do is give these five little tips or steps kind of type things. They're not really things that you can do in chronological order. It's not something that's going to magically give you the answer, but it's just something, they're like tools that'll help you. These things will help relieve that stress, as opposed to, these are things that you might actually be able to do that'll relieve it, as opposed to just telling yourself, okay, let me take my time. So the first thing that I want to say is that it all starts at home. Meaning, for me, my mom is the person that has been there since I was like born, literally out the womb. Of course, for most cases, you have a family member that is that person for you. So usually I would just go to her whenever I was conflicted or confused, or I needed some help with something. I would go to her and I would say, "Hey, Mom, how was I when I was little? Or can you tell me these cute little stories or something?" Just to kind of give me an idea of who I was when I was a young girl. Because when you're at that young age, so like between maybe 2 and 5, you have no filter. That's when you're you in your purest form. That is your foundation of who you are. So if you're an outgoing person when you were little, you're most likely going to be an outgoing person when you're like 18 or something like that. And vice versa, if you were shy and didn't like to be in front of a lot of people, that's most likely going to be the case when you're older as well. So that's not always the case. People can eventually grow out of things, or you can, of course, develop more through experience. But when you look at yourself when you were younger and you're still in that, if you're like in a confused state, that can kind of just help you start like, okay, this is how I naturally was. Am I still like that? Do I still feel this way about being around other people? Or am I still this way when it comes to doing things on my own? Things like that, that can really help. Also, how you were raised is a big, big part of who you are and who you're going to become. So if you were raised with a religion, a big thing that does tell you a lot about the type of person that you are, what kind of morals you have, what kind of things you believe in, that's a big thing. So how you were brought up and the morals that were in your home and that you were taught, if you like reflect on those things, that can also give you a bunch of answers. So for me, I was always raised in a very education is the way out, the way to go thing. Like education or nothing is like no option but education. That told me a lot about myself, especially when it came to things like my work ethic, or the way that I view grades, or the way that I viewed my achievement, things like that. It's because of how I was brought up in those ideals. So that's a really good thing to just look back on when you're just really stuck. The second thing is perception is not your reality. I cannot stress this one enough, because this is what got me in so much trouble Like, between sophomore and junior year, that was when I struggled the most. Junior year, towards the end of junior year, I felt, like, so much better. But between those times was the worst, because I would have a conversation with someone, and after it, I would just be like, oh, my God, how did they perceive me? Oh, my God, was I boring? Oh, my God, was I funny? Things like that. Okay, so you just need to calm. For me, I had to just calm down and be like, in my head, I just said, F that person. Not in a mean way. It was just for me saying, like, F what they think about me. Because that was just, if how I had that conversation was how I naturally am. And I was, you know, that's how I naturally am. I was just afraid of how that person would perceive that natural person. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, literally just because someone might think you're one way or someone might see you as a way, doesn't mean that's how you are, because at the end of the day, especially in school, those people know you from just in school. They don't know how you are at home. They don't know what you've been through. They don't know so much about you. There's so many holes in their story that they have of you. They could nowhere near give you a valid definition of who you are. And that's what I desperately wanted so much, is I wanted validation from other people's definition of myself. And that's not the way to go. So yes, that is the most, I think, the most important step in this process, or the most important tip that I have for you today was that one. All right, third, reflection is key. So, I mean, I feel like this sums up all of them, but when it comes down to it, when you are thinking about who you are and who you want to become, that's when reflection becomes super, super important. Because, so just sit down with yourself and, like, think about who you are and, not who you are, but think about, like, what are your good attributes? What do you like about yourself so far that you know of? What do you not like? And so for me, I'll give you this example. So I watched Clueless. I know a lot of us have. And Cher, the main character, started off in the movie as a very, you know, seemingly self-centered person. And by the end, she became a very giving, very thoughtful, very humanitarian-esque, like, girl. And that was because of reflection and because of her experience and her introduction to community service and things like that throughout the movie. So that's what you should do. For me, I did this a lot through movies. I would see characteristics that characters had in movies, and I would reflect upon them and think, hey, I love that characteristic. Do I want that for myself? And I would kind of practice it. So there's a difference between changing who you are for other people and changing yourself to make yourself better. Yes, that's a big thing. So yeah, that's what I did. I was always look at like TV and things like that and look at their big messages and things like that. So I always wanted to be a brave person. And those are things that you can practice. So the whole point is just when you reflect upon who you are or the traits that you have and the traits that you want to have, you can always practice them and find out what you think you can change or what you think is a bad attribute and practice going against that, things like that. But never change yourself just because of somebody else. That's why it's self-reflection. Yeah. I hope that made sense. Okay. So the fourth one is, yeah, when you're with people around others, just relax. I pretty much said that in the beginning. I prefaced the episode with that is, yeah, just really relax and just let yourself be your natural self. Like, if you don't think about it, you don't think about what you have to say next. You're not thinking about, like, does this make me look like a bad person type of a thing. Try to just be your natural self, and life will just feel like there's less weight on your shoulders. And number five. So there's a bunch of, like, cool ways that you can kind of discover who you are and your personality and things like that. So for me, I would always do, like, personality tests. I love doing this because they're usually super spot on. So there's just one website that I go to called 16 Personalities. And there's, like, a bunch of different – there's, like, 16, obviously. It's in the title. But they give you a whole profile. They give you like what your strengths and weaknesses are, what type of careers your personality type usually goes into. It talks about like how you're going to be in relationships, like family or romantic, things like that. So that's just, it's like a fun way to kind of also soothe your angst, I would say. Also, this also goes along with like reflection. Take a break from social media. Take a break from all the outside forces that are unnecessary. So for me, I did this a lot as well. I would just literally turn off my phone and see what I naturally did, see what I was naturally drawn to. And usually that was like the arts, or that was the, or it was reading, or it was drawing or writing, watching TV, listening to music. Yeah. So when you naturally find out what you're drawn to, it can also tell you a lot about yourself. And it just really gives you time to just take out every outside influence that you have or outside forces that are kind of like invading your mind, your mindset, what you naturally want to do. And I think it's just nice to take a break from your screen anyway, spend time with family, things of that sort. So yeah, those are my five little tips. I'm next going to go into these questions that I got. I went around on my social media and on around school, talked to some friends and peers about questions that they would have for this topic, like identity. And the first question that I got was, how do you stay true to yourself throughout attempts of peer pressure? And honestly, I would have to say, just listen to your gut. So when it comes down to peer pressure, and when it comes down to going along with what other people necessarily want you to do, this is really hard because it takes practice, strong will, and things of that sort, and confidence in yourself and what you believe. That's what you really need to practice. And that does take, it's like I said, it's really hard, like easier said than done. So, just listen to what your automatic gut says. And if you feel it in your heart that what you're about to do, you shouldn't do, then don't. Just listen to your gut 24/7. Yes, that's my answer to that question. The next question was, what advice would you give to someone struggling to find themselves? So I would give them those five tips. I would say that it's okay. I would say to just think back and think about the things that you truly love to do by yourself, or things that you just, you know, yeah. What road did you take to find yourself? That was the next question. The road that I took to find myself. So for me, it was a lot of like isolation, but in a good way. So there's a difference between being alone and isolation. Isolation is just cutting yourself off from the outside world. That's not a good thing. So I shouldn't have said isolation. It was just spending a lot of time with myself. And I think that everyone needs a moment to sit back and just be by themselves. And that'll really it'll lead you that way. For that, being by yourself and seeing where your brain naturally goes, that'll pretty much lead you the way. It'll be a natural thing. That's what this whole thing is. It's a really natural thing. There's no really 1-2-3 answer to it. There's no 1-2-3 like manual for it. So yeah. And my teacher asked, how important is post-secondary education to you, and what plans do you have? So I think this is important, especially when discovering who you are and what you want to do and what type of person you want to be. So like I said earlier, education was something I was brought up, it was like instilled in me at a very young age. Like, I mean, the first thing that I ever picked up was a pencil. So post-secondary education is extremely important for me. And what was the second half of the question? It was plans. Oh, what plans did you make? Okay, so for me, it was just apply and see whatever money I got. But I know that I want to go for a more like a free, like a more ex- exploratory major, so I have time to, of course, explore and figure out what exactly I want to do. Kudos to those who know exactly what they want to do, because that's real hard. But yes, so yeah, I think that's also a big part of like knowing who you are and what you want to do. So it's okay not wanting to go to college, perfectly okay. If like college and schooling is not for you, that's something that you should figure out early on. But just know that you should have the work ethic to go outside and do something to create a living for yourself. So I think that was an important question to ask. All right. So now for the honorable mentions. All right. So honorable mentions here, meaning that, you know, these are just some little extra tokens to throw at you guys. So when it comes to just being confident in who you are and things like that, for me, because confusion and uncertainty, that of course will breed not being confident and insecurity. That's the word I was looking for. Insecurity and things like that. So from like certain things will bring out that confidence within you. So for me, it was like wearing a certain perfume or looking nice a certain day or doing my hair in a certain way. Things like that. Things that'll trigger your confidence, make you feel good about yourself. Always try to do that. So if you have like a certain shoe that you like, that you feel good walking in, and it makes you walk down the stairs or walk down the hallway a little straighter, do that, rock it, you know. I feel like that really does help. The next thing, this one is really, really important, setting goals for yourself. So when you set, they could be so small. They can be like, I'm going to eat fruit all this at least once a day this week, you know. And when you accomplish something and when you are working towards something and you don't feel like you're kind of just like drifting around doing nothing, or, you know, you don't really have anything set for yourself, like it gives you some stability. It gives you a feeling of stability. It gives you a feeling of achievement. It's encouraging. And it's all you, like you're doing this for yourself. So it's a completely uplifting thing. So yeah, setting goals for yourself when it comes to school or future plans, or yeah, something as simple as working out, or something like I'm not going to be on my phone between these hours of the day to give myself a break. And that's something that's difficult for you and you succeed at it. That can also really, really make you feel, make yourself kind of just like grow. And yeah. And the last thing is, okay, so my mentor, or Leslie Williams, the founder of the I Am Project, is a very big advocate for affirmations. So when you're like lacking in an area, or you're just, again, confused, or you're unsure, you can always say I am affirmations, meaning I am confident, I am beautiful, I am successful, I am, you can even put like your career, like I am a doctor. When you say those affirmations to yourself and you put that positive energy out there, you're always going to receive it. So you should always have that positive mindset to build yourself up. Build yourself up. Self-deprecating thoughts are one of the worst things that can, like, they're like the worst disease in the process of finding out who you are. And like, fake it till you make it. So if you don't feel confident, just act like you're confident. If you don't think that you're ready for a presentation, just act like you're ready for a presentation. Things like that. Yeah, so I hope this helped. I hope you enjoyed. I do have a little surprise for you guys. I created a Spotify playlist just to, you know, boost your energy, make you feel good about yourself, because you're beautiful, you're strong, you can do this, yes, ma'am and sir. Never know who's listening. Yes, yeah, so it'll be linked down below. You can always click on it in the morning when you just are walking to school, going to work, doing whatever, doing some errands, and, you know, just want to feel great. I love you. I'll see you in the next one, which I promise will be so much sooner. Okay, bye.